Welcome to Good Skin Circle. I am your host, Ashley Curtis, better known as Ageless Ashley on social media. And this week on the podcast, I am celebrating 3 years of owning and running my facial clinic in Los Angeles, Evolve Skin and Wellness, and I am also celebrating 35 years of life. My birthday is on Saturday, so I wanted to do a special surprise episode for you all and get into the messy middle of all of the lessons I've accumulated in business this past 3 years and share with you the wisdom that I'm bringing into as I grow my new business, which is the Golden Experience Guide, a virtual education platform for licensed estheticians. So without further ado, let's get into it. Networks are one of the universal constants of life. Almost everything works according to the rules of networking. So before I get into this episode, I want to give a really big shout out to everyone in the Golden Heart Circle group, which is the tight-knit friend group that is blossoming from this podcast into what you will know the Golden Experience Guide to be around this time next year. Without all of you, Rianne Kelly, Ashley Melcher, Josh Maniscalco, Morgan Rackley, Lindsay Bett, Stacey Sitko, Celia Anya, Crystal O'Reilly, Elizabeth Brasher, Dana Murray, Kayla Hernandez, Britt Lanier, Michaela McLean, Miracle Workman, Ashley Mazin, Tessa Zali, Jessica Winnie, Robin Ashley, Laura Hogan, Rosanna Syracuse, Sarah Amelie, Mila, Jess, Kirsten, Lauren, Marconi, Katie, Mackenzie, Chris, and of course, all of the Bubbles and Business Ladies in Los Angeles, the community that Ashley Melcher and I are building every single month, and my growing subscriber group on Instagram. Every one of you inspires me beyond belief, and you all make it so much easier for me to keep going when times get really tough, which, as you all know, tends to happen in business. I grew up believing that being of service to others was noble and that being selfish was bad and ugly and not something to aim for. So I want to change that narrative. I grew up with a mother who was often working 3 jobs and she was, you know, struggling to make ends meet, and she was in abusive relationships quite often. So that was, you know, what was displayed to me as a younger child as the model. And I had to flip the switch myself and I had to change everything for myself. And in the past 3 years in business, what I have learned is that being selfish is necessary to be a great provider, to be a great leader, to be a great boss. And the challenge is to find a workable balance between being in service and the self-love required to up-level, to grow, and to thrive in business. Speaking of this little nuance that isn't really being talked about enough, something I'm constantly mindful of is being wary of black and white thinking by the people I surround myself with. And it's always a red flag. Few things are really as simple as calling a spade or speaking in absolutes. It's just not that simple. Life isn't that simple. Don't be tempted by the desire for binary thinking. Nuance is actually quite beautiful and complex and, dare I say, exciting. It's exciting to think that not everything is mapped out and not everything is just this way or that way, because that kind of thinking, being able to accept and acknowledge nuance, will get you places that sticking to your ways and thinking in black and whites and absolutes will never ever will. It opens up freedom. It opens up flexibility. And speaking of getting to places, I want to explain something that's always helped me be productive, and that is keeping me going all the time. And that is my why. Keeping my why closer to my heart than getting caught up on the how. Context is everything, my friends. If you're clear on your why, if you have a really strong why, you can figure out how. The universe will figure out how for you if you have a strong enough why. Believe that. Focus on your strengths and growing the parts of yourself that make you stand apart. Don't spend all of your time trying to compensate for your weaknesses or trying to figure out how to do something that someone else has already been successful at and getting down that you're not quite at that level yet. Embrace your authenticity and don't be afraid to get vulnerable with your community. Recently, I did this and I learned a really valuable lesson from someone close to me, which is the 80-20 rule in life. One of the most useful things I've ever learned. It is something that seems to be almost universally applicable. And it states that you get 80% of the value from 20% of your efforts. So figure out which 20% of those efforts creates 80% of the benefits you're getting and that you're loving in your life, and focus your efforts and your energy there. In many cases, worrying about the 80% after you figure out what that 20% is really, really counterproductive, and it will throw you off balance. It can actually be destructive if you put too much of your energy there in that 80%. So when you're juggling a lot of different balls in the air, figure out which balls are glass and will break if you neglect them, and which balls are rubber and will still bounce back if you drop them. This will help you determine the trade-offs you need to manage between time and money and spending quality time in your relationships or on any pursuit or project or work venture that you decide to begin in your life. Learn to apply this thinking in your work and in your business, and it will significantly improve your experience of working with clients and employees and colleagues and just other humans in general, you guys. Your focus doesn't always need to be narrow or ultra specific to be effective. You can pull back and focus on the big picture. Not everything needs your 100% attention all the time. Not everyone needs to niche down. There's a tremendous value in focusing on the performance of the whole system sometimes, especially when you're first starting out and really getting into the habit of doing this and checking in with yourself when it comes to your career and when it comes to playing the long game. I was actually just chatting with an esthetician yesterday about her career and her only being a year in and a year licensed. And she was telling me about how she felt like she wanted to do so many things and how she had a degree in psychology and that she wanted to try lots of different avenues before she opens up her own business someday. And I thought to myself, if only I would have had that kind of awareness starting out and that kind of wherewithal. But I digress, and I want to move on and talk about schedules and organization. So learning to organize yourself and stay on top of everything is a skill worth investing in. It has really helped me really putting a lot of emphasis on this and calendaring my months every month and figuring out when my availability is going to be like every month. I actually don't schedule myself 6 months out. I usually only schedule myself 6 weeks out with clients and with obligations so that I have a little bit more freedom and flexibility in my life. There is actually no shortage of books on this topic, and I always recommend a trio of books that really helped me early in my career. And the first one is First Things First by Stephen Covey. Getting Things Done by David Allen, and On Top of Everything by Lawrence Seaton. All three of these books really helped me. I'm going to put them in the show notes for you guys so that you don't have to like scramble and write in your notes right now if you're out on a walk or if you're on a drive. And these are the books that really helped me develop worthwhile habits that continue to improve my mindset and grow both personally and professionally. And I say this to follow it up with a point that I want to make, that it's okay if you're not always 100% organized in business. It's kind of a mess all the time. Like I talked about this with Danielle Stead earlier in an earlier episode here, but you know, not all your ducks are going to be in line all the time. Your ducks are going to be drunk and walking all over the place, usually sideways, and you're gonna have to wrangle your ducks all the time, and that's okay. I Love the quote, "Perfection is the enemy of progress," said by Winston Churchill. There's another quote by Voltaire who also said, "Perfection is the enemy of good." And the lesson I take from both of those quotes and the lesson here is that if you don't start anything until it's perfect, you'll never start anything at all. So accept that perfection is relative and that it is impossible to achieve. And remember that it's all about context, right? Remember that word that we talked about earlier, context. What's your why? Apply that here. Continuous improvement should be the goal. Uncover your core values, your beliefs, and the behavioral responses you've developed throughout your conditioning. And that's one of the most powerful tools that you can do for yourself for self-mastery. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Choose which hard you want to pursue, because as Scott M. Peck says in the first line of one of my very favorite books that my dad gave to me when I was a teenager that I've read time and time and time again throughout my life, my adult life, called The Road Less Traveled. I'll put that in the show notes too. I talk about it all the time. You guys have hopefully read it by now, or at least picked it up and it's on your nightstand waiting to be read. But the first line in that book is, life is difficult. Value mastery is how we can combat the life is difficult. So figure out what your values are. And this is an essential skill to develop as you step into being a leader and a business owner, and you're a boss of your clients, right? We all have blind spots rooted in our core values and our beliefs that came from our childhood. And real growth starts from and comes from an awareness and an ownership and an accountability over those truths and those values that are maybe deep inside that you don't even know they're there because they're just so buried underneath. This is something that I've been working on a lot for the past year, is trying to figure out my own blind spots. And sometimes it takes opening up to a coach or a mentor to see into and to start addressing your blind spots. If someone does something that triggers a strong emotional reaction in you, your response is coming from within, not them. And I know this is a hard pill to swallow. It was hard for me for a really long time. The strength of your reaction is often related to something that you dislike about yourself. And the interpretation of the things that happen in your life is not the only truth. So just something to keep in mind. What you interpret to be going on right now, and that's not the only truth happening. There's other truths that exist. Facts get warped into stories that support your beliefs, and that's conditioning. That's what we're all kind of fighting against many times. Unless you just had like a perfect, you know, childhood, quote unquote perfect, right? It's all relative, but I don't think, you know, many of us had a very perfect upbringing. So anyway, I digress again. Don't accept your thoughts as facts. Remember that there's always another way to look at things, another way to spin things, another way to see things. Always stay objective and understand that your thoughts are just stories that you make up and continue to make up. And you can make up a different story for yourself. You can start over. Regardless of what others do to us, we still choose who we are and how we respond. And you have that authority. Choosing to be a bigger person is you stepping into an authority position in your own life and not diminishing yourself in the process of choosing to be the bigger person can be challenging, and it's a fine line to walk. I know from personal experience, I'm always fighting my people-pleasing tendencies, but ultimately a more constructive path that we choose to see is less about where we're looking and more about what we pay attention to and the meaning that it develops into within our lives and into our careers. So I say all this to say, I know this is turning into such a tangent. Don't make important decisions in anger. Say less or say nothing at all until you calm down. Wait until you're back in control of your rational decision-making mind. Don't get impatient with people. Don't make quick decisions at the drop of a hat for big investments. These are all just like lessons I've had to learn the hard way. Trust me. Don't add, $10,000 worth of inventory that you're not going to be able to sell. Don't invest into a big idea if you're not really sure of the expectations. Don't get impatient. Sometimes it can take a long time to overcome your pride and your anger, but the big decisions can wait. Don't compound the original problem, whatever that may be, by making decisions while you're angry or excited or frustrated, or even if you're having like excited reactions. Like I feel like that's really been a problem for me in business. So these are all things that bring me into learning healthy communication, which is about finding your voice when you're in a peaceful state of mind, voicing your truth so you can empathize with others, the people around you. You also need to be willing to accept the consequences of being truly known. And that's why speaking your truth and speaking up is so essential and why it's so difficult, right? It's something that I am really trying to tap into lately, is listening to my inner voice and speaking up when I hear that inner voice, even if it's very, very, very uncomfortable, not always comfy. More oftentimes than not, it is very uncomfy. So deep listening to yourself and to others and having empathy and having compassion, these are all tremendous strengths. And it is never a sign of weakness to be empathetic to someone, even if it puts you at a disadvantage. Active listening is a skill that is worth developing, because effective delegation in your career, in your business, in your personal life, of the tasks that need to get done in those things, requires an active two-way conversation and negotiation, and a verbal agreement, a verbal conversation. Think about how many things are left unsaid between you and the people in your business, whether that be clients, employees, things that go left unsaid, those usually come back to bite us in the ass. So we really need to be able to have verbal agreements with people and speak our truth. And constructive conflict resolution is all about this, and it's a skill that we have to learn in business. Accountability is like the ocean. Accountability for ourselves, our voice, our inner knowing. Accountability is like the ocean, and understanding what it means and what it means to start owning everything in your life is vital to massive success and a higher vibration of relationships and with the people in your orbit. And once you get it, the depth of that ocean will sink in and your life will be forever changed. Trust me. Accountability is strongly tied to integrity, which is one of the cornerstones of leadership and a core building block for making relationships workable. Integrity is not something that you have. It's something that all of us have, and it's something that we have to actively move in and out of. It's something that we work on and master. Being gracious, being compassionate in all situations is one of the most challenging things to do and live up to, but it is essential for peace of mind and for the respect and for the trust of others. The people you and I admire most in business are the leaders who consistently model this way of being. It demonstrates a tremendous amount of emotional mastery and communication effectiveness. Trusting readily is important, but knowing deep down that people will ultimately serve their best interest and that betrayal is to be expected. We're flawed, right? People are flawed. I'm flawed. You're flawed. We're vain. We're selfish. We're cowardly. These are all traits that every human has, and these are all traits that every human experiences at certain points in their life. So don't be blindsided by human nature. This is a big, 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 big lesson that I have learned in the past few years, is not to be blindsided by human nature. Understand that no one will advocate for you the way that you advocate for yourself. Being a leader is not something that you're born into. It's not reserved for the heirs or for the kings. It's just you stepping up, being authentic, taking accountability, and standing for something bigger than yourself, and enrolling yourself in a worthy possibility. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope to keep being your mentor and your guide and showing you what's possible. Next week on the podcast, Josh and I have an amazing episode with my dear friend Erica Straub that you will not want to miss, and I will be on an island in the Caribbean disconnecting for a full 10 days with my man and celebrating. I'm wishing you a happy and abundant December, and I will catch you on the flip side. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it with a friend or with a colleague or with anyone who could benefit. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tag us on Instagram @GoodSkinCircle. See you next week.